Oh, God. This is so emotional. Oh. This is so I can't believe it. I can't believe it. After 25 years of getting married again.
Oh, doll.
This is your first wedding in 25 years.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I can't believe this. Lord.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, God.
I think that my buckle is broke.
Oh, God. On your shoe? Oh, on your diables?
It's broken.
Those? Oh, no. Oh, God. God. Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. I brought my sewing kit. Here, let me just sew that up. Right. There. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, God, honey. Oh, God. I can't believe this.
So much.
I can't believe.
So much going on.
Oh, God. This is so exciting.
I feel like a little girl inside.
Oh, God. You look wonderful. You look wonderful.
Well, I can't believe this. Look at this mauve. They got me to take the mauve dress color because, you know, I can't wear white.
Mauve is classy.
Well, it's mauve.
Mauve is classy.
It's classy. I've never thought.
Well, and I was a little bit worried because you did get the diables in the mother of pearl.
And yeah, well, hello.
But they look good together.
Well, yeah.
You look wonderful.
The guy at the place told me I should not go for the color of the dress.
No, you didn't want that. No.
Well, oh, God, Anita.
Oh, these hors d'oeuvres are delicious.
Well, all right.
Sorry,
put it down for 1 second.
Those. Hold on.
You know, I'm getting nervous because I didn't think about this.
Take a drink.
Here. All right. Oh, God. Oh, cheers to you. Oh, God, I need that.
Captain Morgan.
Oh.
Who knew? Love that song.
But I got to tell you something.
What? Very special.
And I didn't think of this ahead of time. Okay. But I don't know if I can go out there on my own.
Okay.
All right.
What are you trying to say?
Well, why can't you...
Okay. All right.
As my best bubba...
Oh, God.
Walk me down the aisle. Arm in arm. You're my best bubba. I don't think I could do this alone.
I don't know what to say. I'm honored. No.
That's hard. Do you love it?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm
good.
How are you? It's good to see you out of the studio.
Hi.
Nico Hula. Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, this is so wonderful. Hello, Aunt Connie.
Hello.
How are you? Candy, how are you? Oh, this is wonderful. All right. We're going to start in just a minute.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Oh my God,
What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Isn't this wonderful?
It's been years.
I know. It's been a long time. You look wonderful.
Gosh.
Yeah, no, we're going to start. Yeah, the wedding's going to start in just a minute, so if we could just,
No,
we're going to start in just a minute. We'll announce it. Actually, you know what?
We should probably...
Yeah, let's go. All right, hold on. We're going to start in just a minute. Take a seat.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
How's everybody? How are you? Can we settle down? We're going to start in just a second here.
Yes.
As you all know, my name is James.
And I'm Steven.
And we are co-hosts to Sunday Morning at MOSA.
Mm-hmm.
But today is not like any other day here at MOSA. Today we have a very special event going on. Our Aunt Gina is getting married.
She's getting married again. Again, for the second time.
It's wonderful. This is wonderful.
Awesome.
So she requested to be married on our show. So that's what we're doing today. We have all our old friends here. As you know, Tawny the Tranny is here. How are you? I see you back there, Tawny. How are you? Everything's under control,
Tawny.
Back there? Okay, good. And I see you with Carlos. You're with Carlos. Oh,
Marianne's
over
there. Yep.
Marianne's there. And who else do we have here? Nico and Vula. How are you guys? And
as always,
Gina's relatives and Nina's family's here. We're all getting ready to start this wedding. So if we could all just get situated and settled. We have a few things here we'd like to say. First of all, today's wedding, as you all know, is sailors and showgirls themed, as chosen by Aunt Gina.
Yes.
I would like to think probably Aunt Anita has a little something to do
with that, too.
And as such, our sponsor for today's show is Captain Morgan. Rum. So does everybody have their
Captain and Coke or Captain and Diet?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
You know, it is delicious, and we've been mixing this Captain Morgan with Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Sprite, ginger ale. It's actually very good in a number of beverages.
Exactly.
So thank you for Captain Morgan sponsoring Aunt Gina's wedding here today. And we have someone special here to do a special cheers, toast,
whatever you want to call it,
to Aunt Gina. So, Antonita, why don't you come up and do that?
Go ahead, Antonita. Come on up.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous. Oh, God, okay. James, you look gorgeous today.
Thank you. Look at you all dressed up in a toy.
Look at you.
I know.
And Steven. Oh, God.
Doesn't he look adorable? Look at him.
No bigger than himself. hot second. I love it. You look gorgeous. You look so gorgeous.
Thank you, Anita.
For you, too. Well, okay. All right, everybody. You know, it's really hard for me. Because, you know, I myself have been married twice. And, oh, God. The second way I can't even talk. I'm such a mess today. Let me compose myself. I'm sorry. I know. The theme is Sailors and Showgirls. Sailors and Showgirls. Hello, everybody. Hello. All right. There we go. I'm into character. Hold on 1 second. No, I'm not. I know I'm not. Hold on. Let me just turn around here. Hold on. 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2. How's everybody doing today? Hello, everybody. Hello. Anita M. Buffum here. Good friend to Gina Marie Rizzoli, who is getting married today, who is also a showgirl. I just wanted to give a little toast to my good friend, Gina. Oh, God, you know, it's so wonderful getting married in love. It's springtime. Love is in the air. Here we are outside in the parking lot of the Sunday Morning Mimosa Studios under a gorgeous white tent. Oh, you know, I just wanted to reminisce a little bit about my good friend, Gina. You know, 25 years ago, some of you know this, we were in a show called All Night Strut, and we toured. We toured a little bit with that show. We really did all over New Jersey. It was an off Broadway show, and you know, it was just that's really where. Although we grew up together, Gina and I really bonded during that time. We really did, and you know, it was wonderful because you know, love was in the air then too. It really was. You know, every day we were in a new city, Trenton. You know, Newark, all those cities. You know, and every day we were in a new city, Gina was in love. You bet your bottom dollar. Any day we were in a new city, she found a new man to be in love with. She really did. She was something else, I'll tell you that. I had no idea how she would spend her days with those men and then come and be on the show and in that stage show all night long. I have no idea how she did it. Anywho, we also have another special guest here, some of Gina's family. Who wants to come up and say a word? You may know them. I don't know. They've been around me for years and years. I grew up with them. These are Gina's aunts, the twins. You know them. Connie and Candy. Come on up here, ladies. Come on up.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, how isn't this wonderful?
Oh, I can't believe it.
This one.
You ladies look gorgeous.
All the family came out for her second wedding.
I know. This is wonderful.
Oh, I know.
And yours look gorgeous. I
know. Who knew she'd ever get
I had no idea she would. None. Not one idea. Listen, ladies, tell us stories about Gina growing up. Tell us stories.
I just remember.
Tell us. What do you remember? Yeah.
Do you remember the time?
Oh.
When
I know what you're going to say.
The family reunion.
I know what you're
going
to say.
The family reunion.
I know what you're going to say.
At her house years ago. And there we were.
Yes.
She couldn't be but maybe 16 years old.
Yes.
And her parents asked us, where's Gina? Where's Gina Marie? Ooh. Remember that? And
been there.
Yeah, and remember, we went upstairs.
I do remember this.
To go
I
find
do.
Her.
I do.
To
yes.
go find her.
Yes.
And do you remember? She was playing Nucky upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this.
Upstairs.
With Charlie.
With Charlie.
Yes. With Charlie,
remember
yeah.
That little Charlie boy?
Yes, I do.
Little Charlie boy.
Our other nephew. I remember.
Oh, forget it.
I remember. And do you remember the time? Do you remember the time? I think it was her graduation party.
Oh, I remember
16,
this.
17.
Oh.
Yes, I remember.
We were about to start the festivities.
Oh.
You know, my husband was doing the hot dogs and the hamburgers on the grill. And Gina's mother and father, who are not with us any longer, which is unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
But then the way they lived their lives.
Oh.
I'm not surprised they're not around anymore.
Well, the cancer's getting to everyone.
You can't avoid it. You
no.
You can't avoid it.
Can't avoid it.
Anywho's in.
Well.
Her graduation, remember this?
Yeah.
Remember this?
Remember like it was yesterday.
Oh, God. And we were about to start the festivities, and the parents, who are no longer with us, and all that's okay. Excuse me. Said, where's Gina? Remember this?
Of course.
Remember?
She's always gone.
It was at the church. We were at the church. So I knew exactly where she'd be.
Of course.
She was in the confessional with the priest.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Giving him out of that.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
We're ladies. We don't talk about it.
Well,
we don't.
Well.
Anyway, she was a lovely girl growing up. Remember her first communion? Remember her first communion. You remember? Remember? It ended and we were all done and then we were going to... Hold on. Yeah, so we were at our first communion. And we were about to leave. Couldn't find her. Couldn't find anywhere.
No.
In the pulpit with the altar boy. Remember there?
Oh,
remember?
I didn't even think she knew what a kiss was.
She did. What was she, 13? 11? 10? How old were you when you got your communion?
I don't even know anymore.
What, you know?
Oh, young. Young. Second grade.
Something like that.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of second grade, remember that? She had that. That's when her career started. Remember, we used to call her, what did we call her?
The Blonde Shirley Temple.
The Long Island Blonde Shirley Temple.
That's right.
I remember that. I remember that well. I remember that real well.
Oh, God.
Remember, she was in that play. What was that play? That about the vegetables.
Oh, God. Oh.
The fruits.
Oh.
I forget the name of that. She was in second or third grade. Maybe it was fourth grade. Remember that?
Oh.
Remember, we went to the dressing room to help her get a costume on, and there she was.
Oh.
With the little boy there. What's his name?
The farmer and the cowgirl.
Right, right. Remember, she got detention because she was backstage with the farmer.
Oh, forget it. And he was older.
He was older.
I don't know what he was doing.
Fourth grade? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Taking advantage of her. The poor girl.
Well.
Poor thing.
You know, poor thing. She was a doll.
She was a doll. And I remember growing up with Frankie, too, her first time.
Oh, remember him?
Remember when we met him? Remember prom? They were in the prom.
In the prom. And what a dress she had.
Oh, she looked.
Oh, she had that hot pink number on. Oh.
Sequins, chandelier.
All over.
Lord.
Oh, she looked bows.
Oh, and the ribbons and the hair. She was gorgeous. And I remember they we were looking for them because it was past the curfew.
They were supposed to be home.
Midnight. Remember that? Midnight was the curfew.
I remember that.
Told us we better get out there and go because we were the young folk then. We were the young ones.
So they told us to go look for her. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. God, I remember that.
I'm going up on makeout point. Remember that?
Oh, God, I was devastated.
With Frankie.
We grabbed her out of there so quick.
We were coming to find out Frankie was a real gentleman.
Well.
Real gentleman.
He even waved at her behind her ear.
Oh, God, that's true, too. I remember. I was there.
Yesterday.
Well, and we had to zip her up and get her going.
Then she had a show back to remember that too. I could go on and on all day about her. She's such a doll. She's such a doll.
Oh, what a doll.
Such a doll.
What a delight.
Such a doll.
What a delight.
Such a doll. You know, we basically raised her. Remember that?
Oh, true, you did.
Such a doll. Our parents were always going away to Atlantic City and all that.
Such a doll. Such a doll.
Stayed at our place all the time.
Such a doll.
Oh.
You know.
We taught her everything she knows about glamour.
All right, ladies. All right. That's enough. We're going to get back to the wedding now. I think it's the best time to start. Are we ready to start this?
Are we ready?
Okay. Are we ready? Corny, are we ready? Gil? Oh, boy. What's going on?
Careful.
Oh, God, my Bubba, she's gorgeous.
I've never seen such a short hair.
Beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God.
Praise Jesus!
To join this man and this woman.
Yes, Lord!
In holy matrimony. My name is Father Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown, yeah!
And I'm from the Church of Madonna of the Immaculate Collection. And I believe in life after love. I can feel something inside me say.
What's it say, Father?
I really don't think they're strong enough.
No.
Do you?
Yes.
But what am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for them? Well, what can I do? So, I hear that Gina and Nikki are here today to recite their own vows that they have written for themselves. So let us hear and let us rejoice in what they have to say.
I guess I should start since, you know, oh, all right. Well, today, a day of music and celebration and sailors and showgirls, I pledge to share my life with you, whether the days that come are happy or sad, I will live them with you. Nikki, I can't do this.
Oh, what? Oh, I knew she wouldn't do it.
I just can't do this.
All right, break it up. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see. You shut your mouth. Oh, boy. Oh, good Nuke. You don't know what's going on in her life. You have no idea. Who the hell do you think you are? Oh, boy. I'm coming, Gina. I'm coming. Here I come, Gina. I'm so sorry.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys for coming. Feel free to take some refreshments. There's some refreshments back there. Okay. Thank you to Captain Morgan.
Yes, I guess
we're all set here this week. Our sponsor, Captain Morgan, everybody. Captain Morgan, our sponsor. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you for joining us. SundayMorningMimosa.com is our website. And thank you all for coming.
Yeah.